Well, Mr. Brady, we're starting to learn more about what the administration plans to do about drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, but there still seems to be quite a bit of uncertainty out there.
Well, there is. I'm confident our energy industry can meet the new safety standards across the board, but I think the White House is setting us up for an extended period where we're not allowed to go back in the Gulf. They still have not indicated they'll lift the moratorium. We believe that a lot of this will add new delays and new costs, and that our energy workers aren't going to go back to work anytime soon. And clearly, a further extended delay is going to cost a lot more jobs, and we're going to see a lot more small and mid-sized businesses not make it, as well as the bigger companies start to divert jobs, equipment, and investment to other countries and other areas outside the Gulf.
Meanwhile, folks along the Gulf have had some concerns about getting the BP fund paid out to the people who need it.
The BP fund is critical to many families, businesses, and communities impacted by the Gulf spill. And it's important that the claims process be fair and timely, and as well as free from fraud, bias, or political pressure. My bill, which the House passed last week, directs the federal government to conduct an ongoing independent investigation to determine its effectiveness, its timeliness, and the accuracy of the claims process, and report back to us in Congress every 90 days. It's important that this claims process be done right.
We've got a long way to go, don't we, to actually get the fund distributed.
Only 2% of that $20 billion fund has been distributed. We have a lot of complaints that it's coming very slowly. It's not very accurate. It's a lot of paperwork. The new administrator has sort of upended the earlier BP process that seemed to be working very well. At least that's what we hear from our communities along the Gulf. So I want the public to be able to see how that claims process is working, to be able to measure how fair and timely it is.
Well, our federal government for the next several weeks is operating under what's called a continuing resolution, Mr. Brady. But what surprised a lot of Americans, especially small businesses like the ones you'll be meeting with Monday morning, is the fact that they didn't deal with the tax hike at all.
I'm convinced Democrats are going to raise taxes. They just don't want to do it before the election. They gaveled themselves out almost a week and a half early without doing a budget, without doing any spending, without allowing an up or down vote on these tax increases. Speaker Pelosi got a big surprise when she asked for Congress to adjourn. 39 Democrats joined with all of us Republicans in the House that said, no, we're not going home until we have an up or down vote on these tax increases so that the American voters, families, and small businesses will know where their lawmakers stand. And it was a huge surprise. In fact, Speaker Pelosi had to race to the floor, cast the deciding vote, 210 to 29, to allow Congress to adjourn and to prevent a vote on the tax increase. That tells us there's bipartisan support for not increasing taxes on anyone in America.
Monday morning, you're kicking it off by meeting with small business owners, and they are very concerned about this tax hike. They think that this administration thinks they're just Bill Gates.
Obviously, we've heard a lot of anti-business rhetoric out of Washington these days. I think that's one of the reasons our economy is so sluggish and just very weak in recovery. I'm meeting with small businesses, plumbers, entrepreneurs who've started their own business, who want to talk to me about these tax hikes, want to talk to me about regulation. I'm sure they want to talk about who will pay for all this debt and what it takes to survive in this economy. So we're holding a town hall, going to do a lot of listening. And it's really one of those events where I wish the president would come down, instead of having these staged events, talk to real people who will pay higher taxes from the sweat of their brow as a small business person if the president's tax hikes go into effect. Because this has a real impact on jobs and on families.
And speaking of impacts on businesses, we're learning more and more companies are finding that the health plan they like for their workers, they just can't keep for their workers.
Nearly every promise made about Obamacare has proven wrong so far. And again, now with McDonald's warning that they may have to drop its health insurance plan because that very poorly written, huge, massive bill is going to threaten their medical plan that they use for their restaurant workers, especially the part-time workers. Daily, we're hearing about child-only policies that are no longer in place. College health care plans that are very helpful when you have students in school. It looks like the Obamacare plan will force them out of existence. Now these many medical plans, clearly when the president said, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it, has proven wrong. And now with all these new price increases, we know healthcare costs aren't going down, they're going up. Another reason we need to repeal this bill and replace it with common sense reforms.
Well, the president's signature measures have been Obamacare and, of course, the stimulus. A new report dumped out at the last minute on Friday when Congress was out of town tries to show the stimulus is the most wonderful thing since sliced bread, but it's a little moldy, isn't it?
You know, it is. This new report from the White House is almost laughable because it announces, with no evidence, that there's been no fraud in that almost $1 trillion stimulus plan. Yet we know the first reports in the White House exaggerated the job claims and created imaginary congressional districts was ripe with fraud. And we've already heard from members of Congress, Democrats, they're concerned that there's no real oversight, that too much of this will be lost to fraud. So this new report, you know, I think has no weight at all. I think it's probably another attempt by the president before the election to try to convince the American public stimulus has worked. The American public says it hasn't.